This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Throughout the entire 2016 election, we've had these moments where people who were really opposed to Donald Trump felt like they saw a last-ditch opportunity to stop him, first from becoming the Republican nominee, then from becoming president. And people looked at this voting of the Electoral College as maybe the last opportunity that they had to stop him. Well, they were unable to do that. And it really is no surprise. If the electors had voted in ways that didn't reflect the will of the people in the states that they represent, we actually would be talking about quite a shift in American democracy. This would have been something much bigger than Donald Trump's election himself. But Donald Trump is officially our president on January 20th. There is no stopping it now. And I think that what we're going to see is both Donald Trump and the country now turning to what his presidency is going to look like. He is almost done putting together his cabinet, so we have a good sense of who will be surrounding him if those folks are able to be confirmed by the Senate. Trump is putting his finishing touches on his White House staff, the people who will be around him day to day. His family is figuring out their roles, both potentially in the administration and in his business. And around the world, we're seeing all of these major issues pop up that are very quickly going to end up in his lap. And so now that the electors have voted, I think it is time for everyone to move past the political process, move into the Trump presidency. Only a few more weeks to go, and certainly a lot that will be on the president's plate when he takes office.
That's Julie Pace on the Electoral College and Donald Trump from the Associated Press show. I mean, this thing was moved on a long time ago. I mean, really, did they think that there was actual any kind of opportunity that this was going to happen? I mean, this is really a no story here, Scott.
Yes, they did. To answer your question, yes, they did.
They
absolutely
in their own,
they
in their
absolutely
own world.
Did believe that, yes.
Yeah. Just like they believed that Hillary was going to win by 90% or something.
If you say I can't have the toy and I throw a temper tantrum, I'll get the toy.
You think that's what it's all about, huh?
I do.
Well, the sad part about it is the country is moving forward to get back on track, and some people are going to get left in the weeds here. And this is why, you know, I am shouting to the rafters, you know, for the Democrats to get their act together. Because, again, this is a it's the United States, not a Republican or Democratic thing. I mean, you know, their perspective is needed. They're not invalidated, although they want to do everything they could to invalidate after Barack Obama got elected. They want to do, you know, invalidate Republicans. And, of course, their standard bearer said as much, said, well, you know, elections have consequences. You know,
it really feels like everybody thinks that we're against each other. That, you know, a Democrat and a Republican, they're, you know, opposed
never
to each other.
Never the twain shall meet, right?
and this is something that's been happening since, 2000?
It's happened forever, but it just seems
happening
gotten,
forever.
The divide has gotten wider.
It's gotten worse.
No doubt.
And we got to remember that we're on the same team.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, as much at times I can admire the First Lady, there's other times where, this interview, I don't know if you saw the interview with Oprah, and I was really disappointed. I was just disappointed again, and maybe that's the appropriate bookend to the other side of the story of the Barack Obama administration, where, if you remember, she said, for the first time ever, I have faith in America. I can believe in America. First time ever? I mean, this is your worldview about this country that, just because America voted its first black president, so to speak, that you can have faith and hope in this country. And then now that they're leaving and Donald Trump is coming in after a disastrous 8 years, but in their own worldview, they believe that Barack Obama has been the answer for this country. And this is the huge disconnect that Democrats and those in leadership have to get real with and understand how bad these policies were and why they got their reaction and are so disappointed. But they need to get out of the doldrums, and they need to, the operative word here is get real. This is Bill Martinez. We're real.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And I'll tell you, we find ourselves at a critical crossroads once again, at the crossroads of truth and fiction. And, you know, so many of the problems that we have in America today, where seven out of ten agree that we're on the wrong track. I think we're starting to make some decisions to, I think the first thing is to get out of denial and realize that you're on the wrong track. So I say that's positive. So what does the right track look like? And I believe foundational to the right track is dealing in veritas, dealing in truth. America has been so confounded with so many lies, all in the name of political correctness and what have you, that we have been blinded. And as a result, we find ourselves very confused. This is why America says, hey, look it, we're on the wrong track. There is something amiss here. And this has been going on for quite a while. The denouement, I could say, I would hope that this would be it, because maybe this is finally the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of deception. It has to do with President Obama's birth certificate. Mike Zulu is with us right now, and he and I have talked repeatedly over the years after becoming the lead investigator and commander of Joe Arpaio's cold case posse investigating the Obama fraud case, which involves his birth certificate, which you've heard about many times. In fact, anybody that brought up Barack Obama's birth certificate was marginalized, invalidated, and maligned on so many ways. But interestingly enough, even the president's spokespeople are starting to admit the obvious. And Mike Zulu is here to tell us more about it. Michael, great to have you on the show. Great to finally talk about the results of your investigation. The success of the press conference last week was as expected. Some people expected even more, but I think what you gave them, they need to chew on, because it is quite profound.
Bill, thanks for having me. It's a long time I've been wanting to get on the radio with you. Last week, we did release the findings of our five-year-long investigation, the conclusion of it as far as the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office is concerned. And we illustrated 9 points of forgery. We displayed how we arrived at the conclusion. And what's undeniable about it is we had two experts analyze the work. One was Reed Hayes out of Hawaii, a 40-year document forensics document examiner. And the other was ForLab. ForLab is a digital, multimedia digital forensics laboratory. And what we did is we would just take the findings that we had and we would send them to two experts across the globe. Neither of them knew of the other. They were doing two different disciplines, and both of them, through two different scientific disciplines, came to the same conclusion. The document is utterly inauthentic, and it is utterly unreliable. That document's a fraud, Bill. That thing is a fraud, and you have to ask yourself why.
Exactly. Well, Mike, let's go back just a little bit here. I want to rewind and make sure we've got this well established. The audience for so long has been kept in the dark and treated like mushrooms, as we say, in the name of political correctness, fake news, everything. What they need to understand as you, as you're an officer of the court, right? Legally?
Under Sheriff Arpaio's authority, I would have to testify that way. That's correct.
Right. So we're not talking tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. We're not talking blogosphere where you can be unhinged and say anything you want. As a representative under Sheriff Joe Arpaio, you have to make sure every I is dotted, every T is crossed. What you're presenting is what would be presented in a court of law in front of a judge. Otherwise, they would you would be more than marginalized. You could be held in contempt, couldn't you?
Perjury. It would be even worse. I would have to swear out an affidavit to the findings. This is not some fly by night operation. This was a honestly forthright conducted criminal investigation that, to be candid with you and your audience, from the onset, it was to clear this document.
Exactly.
Neither Sheriff nor Pio or I ever thought that this was ever remotely possible.
Well, in our initial conversation,
a different way.
Yeah, in our initial conversation, Mike, you had established this was years ago. You said Sheriff Joe called you up and said, Mike, I want you to look into this. I don't think there's anything there, but I've got people here from Maricopa County, you know, voters that I'm responsible to, and they've been coming at me en masse, and I need to answer their question. I'm sure there's nothing there. Go prove that there's nothing there, that everything is valid, right? And then, in short order, you report back to Joe that there's trouble in them thar hills.
And that's exactly what happened. And as the first 2 years unfolded, there was a lot of information that we gave in two press conferences. We had probable cause from the very beginning to suspect the document was, you know, tampered with. The problem that we ran into with it was, as this was unfolding, there were so many other plausible uses, possible reasons for some of the anomalies to have occurred, that even though they did not represent themselves identical through any testing we did, you couldn't get beyond what's called a reasonable doubt. So you would never have enough information for a conviction if you ever found the individual that did it. And that posed a problem. And we began to look at the document completely different. We did away with all the computer minutiae, the copier minutiae, and we looked at this like good old-fashioned police work, ink and paper mixed with a little new science, and we got the result.
You say 9 points of forgery here involved, Mike. I mean, this isn't this is diabolical. It is purposeful. It is with malice and forethought. I mean, this wasn't some just, oh, excuse me, I just did something incorrect here. I made a mistake.
Well, the intent is to deceive, and the intent is to deceive the American people. And the intent to deceive was to give the impression that I am good to go to run for the highest office in the land. That's the only reason why you would do this. You had to purposely manufacture this document to hold the seat you're now occupying. I mean, there's no other way to look at this. This wasn't done as an oops, as you say. Someone took the time to do it. Fortunately for us, the person that did it made some mistakes, and that's how we caught it.
And this document that was turned over and put on a government website, the White House government website, that is a fraud, wasn't posted by Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. Who posted it?
Well, it's been represented by President Obama to be proof positive of his birth in Hawaii. And we went to Hawaii twice. We had no cooperation from the Department of Health, their vital statistics office, nor Kapalani Medical Center that's on the document that says that's the place of his birth. Nobody wants to take credit for this. Kapalani Medical Center absolutely refuses to participate. They will not confirm nor deny. And the Department of Health in Hawaii, they're doing anything they can to get away from validating this image.
I'll tell you, this story is most incredible. I had predicted that this was going to command the news cycle at least for a couple of weeks. We're doing our part to make sure that you understand what is happening and the truth of the matter. And you may say, well, Barack Obama's in his final days. You know, what does it matter anyway? And as I mentioned earlier, we're at this critical crossroads between truth and fiction. Does truth matter to you? Is it important that our government operate on Veritas, or do we stay in the arena of political correctness and delude ourselves? Ladies and gentlemen, we've got more from Mike Zulu, the lead investigator of Joe Arpaio's cold case posse, and we're talking about Barack Obama's birth certificate right here on Bill Martinez Live.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
From Maine to Oregon,
and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, the music of Pentatonix, huh? How sweet it is. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez coming at you live. You know, you think about this 44th president. Is he the most mysterious president ever? I mean, you think of all the aliases. I mean, he's born in Kenya, not born in Kenya. I mean, these are his own words. I mean, he's put us on rabbit trails all over the place. We still can't figure out, you know, what he did in school. Transcripts are all sealed. So much of his history and past, even though there's been people like Trevor Loudon have gone, you know, have done extensive research in vetting this president. But the mainstream media has done us all, we the people, a great disservice by not vetting this president. And here it is. Sheriff Joe Arpaio has to engage a lead investigator in Mike Zulu to look into the president's birth certificate that he himself presented to the people to once and for all quiet Donald Trump and the quote-unquote birthers of the world, that said, look, there's a problem here with this birth certificate. And, of course, no sooner does he present it, anybody with any kind of basic understanding of word processing understands there's layers to this birth certificate that he presented, that things have been moved around. And Mike Zulu, in 1961, when the president supposedly was born, I say supposedly because he even gets those dates incorrect, so God only knows what really the truth is about when this president, where he was born, and everything rolled into it. But at that time, word processing and the ability to be able to shift, you know, layers of documents around like they've done here, it didn't exist.
No, it didn't exist. And in this newly created PDF file, which was created in 2011, purported to be a somewhat 50-year-old birth record, in the creation of that document, they did other things that were, they're called anti-forensic techniques. Anti-forensics are done to make it very difficult to determine what happened to the document. They're done purposely to confuse you, and there's evidence of that kind of tampering in the document. This is purposeful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bill, you got to go back a little bit and understand this guy had a 16-year narrative of being born abroad.
Right
up until he was running, I believe, for the Senate. He was born in Kenya.
Right.
Born someplace else. And he never corrected that record. If those were errors, there was enough times it was said that he would have publicly have corrected it. He never did. Then all of a sudden there's a narrative switch when he has presidential aspirations. And now he's born in Hawaii. The media that previously reported him being born abroad dropped that topic, turned it right to Hawaii. And when they began to get questions asked by the American people, they came up with the birther narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They came up with the birther narrative, and they started to lambast people and criticize people and marginalize people and call them racist.
Exactly.
For simply asking a logical question. And that's what's so deceptive in this whole thing, is there's a complicit media push behind this. Press conferences that Sheriff Arpaio and I did, this will be our third, completely blacked out. National media will not discuss it. And this last press conference, it was so incredibly compelling that they won't even talk about the findings.
Yeah.
They'll just say that Arpaio's investigation is over.
And they try to marginalize your background as if it doesn't matter and make you less than, right? Because that's what they do. You attack them. It's not about the message. Let's attack the messenger.
No, so they go back into my background, and former law enforcement officer, former detective, they don't talk about that.
No.
They talk about the fact that my father was an automobile dealer and owned automobile dealerships, and they marginalize me and make me a car salesman.
Yes.
That's what they do. That's how they do it. Well, you know, this was pretty good work then for a car salesman. I have to say that.
You just got lucky. That's what that was all about.
Yeah. I wish it was lucky. It was pain and anguish.
Right. No, I know that this has been a tough 5 years as you've gone through this. And, Michael, you go from, you know, from trying to prove that documented everything is fine, and then you realize, wow, this is bad. I mean, this is diabolical. This is an absolute crime. And you, as a law enforcement officer, a former law enforcement officer, you're seeing this and you're thinking, wow, what do I have my hands on here?
Well, Bill, it's almost difficult for me to comprehend. You know, I even said in the press conference, I didn't believe this for the longest time. Mm-hmm. I believe it now, obviously, but you know, even till today, I sit down and I go, did this really happen in this country?
Yeah, the president of the United States. Yes.
Biggest mass fraud ever perpetrated in American history. This thing went all over the globe. Being represented as something it's not, that's mass fraud. Not to mention the other federal violations of under U.S. Title 18, but this is mass fraud.
Michael,
I can't imagine somebody doing this.
Exactly. Well, you know, to that point, who all is implicated in this crime? Obviously the president, but who else?
Well, you know, that's going to remain to be seen. You know, there's only two ways that this could have went. This either was somebody had access to people's birth records on the outside, or somebody inside a vital statistics office provided birth records, because our investigation has determined that the document, we're in possession of the source document, one of the source documents. Mm-hmm. There were others involved. So it's more than one Hawaii birth certificate. And they had to be utilized from the same time period. My own theory is they all came from Kapalani Medical Center because they needed the same typewriter, same typeset. Everything had to match like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to have a select few to work from. And we're not 100% sure. You know, in something like this, to get a fraudulent document, an altered document, you only need one element. Mm. We have nine. And
exactly.
There's probably more in there. We just stopped at nine.
Well, you even demonstrated in the press conference that they used another birth certificate. They used information from another birth certificate. Joanna Nee, is that her name?
Joanna Ani.
They took information, lifted it off her document, and put it into this fraudulent document.
Not only did they do that, they did it in such a fashion that the information that was listed was all taken together, and it was taken in such a way that it would fill different fields of the document.
Mm-hmm.
So that made the information all relational to each other in positioning. So we determined that the way they did this is they took a point of reference, was a little checked off X in a box, and took three or four other words and pulled them over at one time and laid them into what we believe is a template document. And they laid them in. So these words and these X's are relational to each other. You pick them up in one block. It wouldn't matter where you put them on the face of the planet at that point in time. They are always going to be relational to each other.
Exactly.
And that was one of the keys. The other key that we had were two date stamps in the lower left and right hand corners. Now, these stamps, date stamps are important because they're going to give the appearance that this document was created in 1961. Well, our investigation determined that the same date stamps were taken from the Ani certificate. The middle day of this stamp obviously was changed because that's easy to do in a cut and paste, and they were pulled over. However, the angles are identical. Same angles, same corresponding box on the same documents. In other words, it is humanly impossible for someone to have hand-stamped a document two times, and then 16 days later, if we're going to believe that certificate was created 16 days, you know, before, it's going to be impossible to replicate those angles. These are to the exact measurement. They are exactly identical. That's impossible.
Michael, a few seconds left here. How did you know about the Ani document? Was that just luck?
No, actually, Jerry Corsi from WND is the one that was pursuing this, writing a book, Where's the Birth Certificate? And someone had arranged for him to meet Johanna Ani, and she simply showed him her birth certificate that he actually took from her.
Well, Michael, we're all out of time, but we're going to link everybody to carlgallops.com. It'll be linked on our website as well, which has all the documentation, the press conference, and more information, because there is more to come. Mike Zulu. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Holiday decor goes beyond what meets the eye. Embrace the sense of the season in your home with this simple tip.
We love to fill our home with the warm, comforting scents of the holidays by making our own potpourri. It's so easy. To create the perfect holiday aroma, simply fill a saucepan with water and simmer fruit like cranberries and oranges with spices such as cinnamon and nutmeg.
Even better, all of these ingredients can be found at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bill Martinez live.
I have further exhibits, Your Honor, but I hesitate to produce them.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be very happy to see them.
Yes, yes, yes. Produce them, Mr. King. Put them here on my desk.
But, Your Honor...
Put them here on the desk.
Yes, Your Honor.
To be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
You're a good boy now. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Got a statement about further exhibits, but he hesitates to present. I was thinking of Mike Zulu right there, Scott, that Mike has so much more information to present. And you may say, well, where do we go from now? Well, what they're doing, they're putting it in the lap of Congress. Saying, look at you, you need to look into this. This stuff is, and along the way, and Mike has reported this previously, he has had this discussion with several senators, I believe. One senator in particular was ready to move on it, but I think the caucus said, I don't think so. And he backed off suddenly. So we'll see what happens. This is not quite, you know, it's being underreported kind of, I mean, when you look at it, it's being reported in seconds, not in the minutes. And the chunk of time that it's needed, you know, Samantha Mills is with us right now. We were just talking about, you know, this mysterious president. And, you know, here he is with all these aliases and, you know, where exactly was he born? You know, he told everybody he was born in Kenya. Then it wasn't in Kenya. I mean, this is bizarre for the president of the United States. I know this in and of itself, the whole investigation, Sam, could be another viral video. I don't know. What do you think?
It definitely could be. This is getting a little crazy right here at the end of his presidency, but
Well, I've been saying that I had thought that a lot about this mystery of Barack Obama would be revealed after he was out of office. Right now, we're still, you know, he's still shielded a bit, even though the curtain's been pulled back. He's still shielded in the name of political correctness, in the name of being the first black president. You know, it's like, how far, you know, can they handle the truth, Jack Nicholson? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I believe it's important, if this country is going to get back on track, we need to make sure that it's on a solid foundation, that we're dealing in truth and not being deceived here. And, you know, I know some people say, you know, what does it matter? You know, it's already down. He's going out of office. Well, it does matter, because lies beget lies. And it is a curious thing about lies. It's like, once you have a lie, it gives it precedent, it gives it foundation, it gives it the ability to reproduce itself. And I say that, you know, for example, the fact that we can't even specifically and determinedly say that who killed John F. Kennedy, for example. I know some people are like, hey, stay on track. I mean, go off the... off the deep end here and find yourself in a ditch. You know, so, oh my God. But I, you know, the fact that we can't even, you know, with certainty say who killed, I know some people believe that they have a certain understanding, but it's still out there and there's still documents withheld. I think that allows that, that's part of that foundation of deception that just allows that to come into, you know, into play. It's kind of like a computer software program. Whatever you program that computer to do and operate off of, it will. You put a virus in there and it will, anything that is associated with that virus, it will attract and it'll have all kinds of fun with you. And, that computer will not operate as it was intention to operate. And that's the same way with this country. It was not based on lies, but, you know, our humanity, our own humanity, this is why we have to have accountability. We will deceive ourselves. But anyway, we got off track here, and so forgive me for using up some of your time, because you've got so many great viral videos to talk about. And, you know, and I was reading this, too, about this Chick-fil-A worker. What a sweet story. Tell us about that.
Okay, so... there's Chick-fil-A in Indiana, and they have to have the hardest working young man that has ever existed. Whenever a man named Cameron Nelson came in last week, he saw Jakeem Tyler behind the counter, and he was wearing a neck brace and an arm sling. And it turns out he was still working because, you know, a lot of people call in, they'll have a sneeze, and they call in to work. Well, this young man, he's a teenager, and he's still working, and he's not just working for money for himself and money for Christmas presents. He was actually working for a cause. He wanted to raise money to feed homeless people this holiday.
Oh, wow.
And he's supporting something called the Homeless Hoosiers. And whenever Cameron, the man who, you know, took the picture, found out about this, he decided that he wanted to create a GoFundMe page to raise money to help Jakeem with his goal. And what ended up happening, you know, at the time the story was reported, it was about $12,000 with a goal of $2,500. I just said it's at $43,000 now to feed the homeless whose ears. So, you know, he's just really inspiring people with his work ethic.
Well, you know, and tis the season. Here's one man with a dream, a vision, inspiration, you know, and not afraid of hard work. And look what he's doing. What a difference. And an influencer maker that he has become here in his community and around the world, dare I say, people who are exposed to this video. And you have another inspiring story about a mom's random act of kindness to delivery men and women. Tell us about that.
Right. Okay. So this woman, I actually saw this, and a lot of people were getting this idea. She's down in Louisiana. Her name's Lisa Gwynn. She had a really great delivery man, and he was delivering some presents, and he just went out of his way to make sure she got her Christmas presents handed to her instead of leaving them on the porch. You know, I've been hearing about a lot of people actually having theirs taken when they've been left on the porch. So this guy went out of his way to make sure she got them. And she's like, you know what? I want to do something nice for them, too. He did something nice for me, so I'm not just going to do something nice for him. I'm going to do something nice for all the people delivering stuff this holiday season.
Yeah, very cool.
She just put a sweet note and a little box of goodies out for the U.S. or UPS, FedEx, and USPS. And she said, please take some, you know, just some water and some little, you know, Christmas tree treats and some chips. And it just went viral. It just took off. And I think it's because other people were inspired to do the same thing. You know, hundreds of thousands of people were sharing this across the internet within days. And a lot of
what
people.
What a great idea.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know that people are working extra hard this holiday season, and it's nice to have a break and be appreciated whenever you have so many extra deliveries going on.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice to be acknowledged, you know, just for people to give you place, you know, and acknowledge you and know that you make a difference. And here they are. I mean, you know, the load that they're carrying, as you say, this time of year is immense. I don't know what the number is. I imagine it's probably double, and not to mention, you know, different weights and all that that go along. So they are nonstop. Now, your next story is you got high school students' surprise Christmas gift to a special needs classmate that has just gone absolutely ballistic.
I love this story.
Yeah,
it's down in Somerset, Texas. And one of their classmates, he's 14 years old, J.R. Gilbert. He's considered a special needs student. He was always wearing size 10 and a half boots for his grandpa, but his feet had gone to size 13. And whenever some other students, Roger Fillet, has heard about this, him and his classmates all decided to get together and buy J.R. a couple pairs of shoes, a couple pairs of Nike shoes.
Oh, wow.
They all got together, and they recorded this video of him getting the shoes. And the part that was so sweet was just that they all, you know, surrounded him in the end, and they're like, family, we're family.
Yes.
You know, these are young students in high school, you know, freshman, sophomore, making sure that this kid, you know, this special needs kid, it doesn't matter who he is. They all come together. And, you know, when you're a teenager, you don't have that much money anyway, but they wanted to give their money to him.
And not to mention the typical environment. We always hear about the bullying and the, you know, you get the peer pressure stuff that goes on, and especially when you have somebody who is notably less than, you know, why not just keep your foot on his neck, you know, because of the peer pressure. I mean, he's just somebody to step on so you can get over kind of deal. But in this case, boy, these people, these young men and women just had a real special heart and did something exceptional, right?
Right, and it was shared 40 million times.
Wow.
It's just touching people's hearts around the world and around the country. So that's the Christmas spirit. That's what it's all about.
The kids' parents have got to be proud to see what they've done there.
Oh, I would be so proud.
That is so cool. Now, the final story, she was evicted at 88, and then a neighbor stepped up. We got about 20 seconds here.
Okay, so, you know, this 88-year-old woman, Angie Kaima, was evicted down in Florida, and whenever one of her neighbors found out, this is the important part, Danielle called her, bought the house, and is going to rent it out to Ms. Kaima to make sure she stays in the neighborhood. She's a really special person there, and they just can't imagine the neighborhood without her. And how many neighbors do you know that would go buy a house
exactly
before you stay in it?
Go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live. She's got all the videos right there posted for you.
This special report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. There may be no place like home for the holidays, but with more cooking, open flames, and live Christmas trees, your home is also at a higher risk for fires during this time of the year. According to a new survey conducted by Shriners Hospitals for Children, many Americans may be adding to the danger by not taking some of the simplest safety precautions. For example, less than half of those surveyed water their Christmas trees daily, a key step to keep them safe. A quarter of respondents say they leave lit candles unattended, a common cause of home fires. And nearly 30% do not turn pot handles to the back of the stove to keep them out of a child's reach. Shriners Hospitals for Children, a leader in pediatric burn care for decades, is urging families to visit beburnaware.org to learn how they can reduce the risk of fires and burns this holiday season. For more resources and tips, visit beburnaware.org.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bill Martinez Live.
Harmony, huh? Oh, it's the season for music just like this. I mean, how can you be angry and uptight and fight over a silly parking space at a shopping mall when you've got this kind of music bringing peace and goodwill in your psyche? I don't know, Larry Pratt, but, you know, this is my favorite time of year. I love Christmas. I love the holidays. I love the fact that more and more people have kind of decided that the war on Christmas is just not worth fighting.
Yeah, well, I was so delighted to have found a link to a sweater that's now unavailable. They sold out so quickly. But it's a beautiful red and green sweater with white, couple of white bands. Mm-hmm. And in those white bands, one band has, they look like they might be AR-15s. And the other band looks like they might be 45 caliber 1911 pistols.
Uh-huh.
And people compliment me on the sweater because it's actually a very nicely done sweater. Mm-hmm. And then they realize what's inside the white bands, and they have a second take.
Yes. Yeah, don't mess with my Christmas, I guess, here. Why not, huh? Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen, the executive director of Gun Owners of America for 30 years, national membership. You got to have over 1 million Americans now involved in GOA, right?
We do. It's been quite a ride, and frankly, we owe a lot of it to Piers Morgan when he was on CNN, and I think I would give at least second credits to the recruiter-in-chief himself. Mr. Obama hasn't had any less of an impact in his last month on the market than during his tenure heretofore. The gun sales, even though people know he's leaving, the election's over, and a pro-Second Amendment guy has won, people are buying guns with the same eagerness that they were a year ago or 2 years ago.
Well, Larry, how close and how real is the possibility of the Second Amendment taking precedent and taking you know, priority across this country. There are some states that say, look, the Second Amendment is in play. You don't need to go through all these extra steps to, you know, to have a license and that sort of thing. You just exercise your Second Amendment right.
Well, we've got a dozen states that are like your description, what we call constitutional carry. You don't need a permit to carry a concealed firearm, and that number is almost certain to grow as legislatures convene in a few weeks. But the fact is that the Congress is now, I think, likely to act as well. There's been a bill in the Congress that would have passed at any time had they thought the president would sign it. Well, now I think they expect Mr. Trump to sign a measure that would treat your concealed carry license the same way that your driver's license is.
Exactly. Right, because, I mean, the unfortunate thing, Larry, as you know, we've heard the stories where you get people who cross state lines and, you know, you cross the state line, different laws come into play. What was there, a gal that got, you know, came into New Jersey and she was incarcerated for over a month, I think.
Yes, she had she'd been held up a couple of times closing a fast food place or a 7-Eleven type store at like 2 in the morning. She was looking at the wrong end of a gun twice in a month. So she got her concealed carry permit. This is Shanine Allen, for those that want to take notes. And Shanine got her concealed carry permit in Pennsylvania and left Philadelphia, where she lived, for a trip to nearby Atlantic City, about an hour away. Well, that requires going through New Jersey, and going from Pennsylvania to New Jersey in terms of firearms laws is night and day. She didn't know that. She's not a she wasn't into guns or anything like that. She's a black single mom with a couple of little boys, and she's just going over there to look for a job. In fact, she had a job interview scheduled, and she's driving on an interstate in New Jersey at midnight-ish. There's nobody else on the road, and apparently a cop didn't have enough to do, so he runs her tags, and we're guessing at this point, but we suspect that he finds that she's a concealed carry permit holder. He never has charged her with anything yet. He pulls her over, finds that she has a gun, and puts her in jail for 45 days. That simply shouldn't happen.
Exactly.
Shanine Allen is the poster child for the legislation pending in the Congress that would say, no, her permit in Pennsylvania would have been as good in Philadelphia as it would have been in Atlantic County, New Jersey.
Exactly. And, you know, I am in support of that, Larry, as you know. And, you know, I believe that we need to get on with this, because you can't have citizens, you know, like, what are we supposed to travel with attorneys? I mean, we're supposed to have a direct line with attorneys. Anytime we cross straight lines, go, okay, update me. I need the, you know, the crib sheet notes on, you know, the new state, whether it is with a gun,
before
everything.
You have to go online and find out what the laws are, not just necessarily in the different states, but even many times from locality to locality. That's nutso. That's gotcha. That's not American. That's what dictators do, and we should be getting rid of that, and that's what the bill in Congress is designed to do.
Well, hear, hear for that. Larry, I want to talk to you about this rising concern here regarding the crime rate and low pay. And in Dallas, you got 99 police officers that say, enough, no mas, I'm done. They quit.
That, I think, in part, is a reflection of the tone that's been set from the very beginning of the president's administration. When the altercation occurred between the cop that had checked out what looked like a home invasion, turned out to be the homeowner who had broken into his own house because he didn't have his key. So from that to calling the police force in Cambridge, Massachusetts, stupid, they behaved stupidly. But he didn't know the facts. He said he just knew that they behaved stupidly.
Right.
And from then on, until inviting violence with his rhetoric in Ferguson, which then lit a match not only in Missouri but in Maryland with the Baltimore riots, this president has been tut-tutting police activity as if a riot is caused by somebody other than rioters.
Exactly. Right.
Newsflash, Mr. President, milkmen are not rioting. Mothers are not rioting. It's rioters that are rioting. It's not the cops. The cops don't cause riots either. Mm-hmm. And this is something that the president has just absolutely been obsessed with. He is clearly not a fan of the police, and it's had its impact and its results.
Yeah, well, what does this tell us? I mean, is there more to come here? I mean, you've got problems. You know, again, the crime rate, the fact that you have the president of the United States not watching your back. And, you know, on top of that, now we've got edicts going across the Atlantic, coming out of the Middle East, saying, you know, go ahead and target the men in blue. And there have already been cases where officers have been murdered. They've been shot down. And, you know, so they're going, wait a minute, who needs this kind of job when, you know, the guy at the top isn't going to watch our six here?
No, hopefully they can tough it out another month or so, because I think the new guy coming in is going to be rather different on these issues. For one thing, Trump has his own concealed carry permit. I don't think Reagan had a permit. I don't think we bothered with those unconstitutional infringements when he was president. But he was known to have carried a .38, and nothing personal, fellas there in the Secret Service, but fella can't be too careful now, can he?
Yeah, not to mention the fact that somebody did shoot at him, right?
They bloody well killed him, almost.
Well, almost, yeah.
It was I think Trump's going to probably keep his heater, and that's probably going to get some more panties wrapped around the legs and so forth. That's, but I think that's the world that we're in, and the fact of the matter is the police are, I think, going to have a much more friendly environment set from the top. And that's important, because as we saw with President Obama, if he's got his uncertainties and doubts and misgivings and mistrust of the police, that's going to carry through all the way down.
Well, no
and,
question.
If you get somebody like Trump in there, I don't think that's his attitude at all. He's quite likely to be much more celebratory of people who are defending him and defending the public.
Larry, speaking of citizens' rights, what about reform in the case of someone defending themselves? I mean, it's expensive. You take your weapon out of the holster and you use it to defend your family. You've got a legal bill and a half to deal with after that.
You do, and even cops have been reluctant to shoot because they were afraid of the aftermath in the court and court of public opinion, the court of law.
Yeah, because God forbid that we, be sensitive to due process in this microwave generation in which we live in. As I say, we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. Things just don't happen fast enough, but there is a reason and a rhyme for due process. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, as always, good to have your insight. Good stuff here, buddy. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, sir. Okay.
And to you. Thanks so much, Bill.
You got it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens.